The Regional Chamber surveys its members on a range of federal, state, and regional issues. It also queries businesses on the level of anticipated activity. This year, the survey indicates a 90% confidence level. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber President and CEO Gary Douglas explains.
For a number of years now, we have posed what we call the Business Confidence Index, that being a combination of the percent who indicate that they expect their business activity to be up this year compared to last year, plus those who expect their business activity this year to remain steady. 65% believe their business will be up. Another 25% believe their business will be steady for a 90% business confidence index. Virtually no significant change from last year's.
The survey included questions about the Federal Affordable Health Care Act. Gary Douglas says that was included because many of the provisions begin to roll out this year.
78% believe that the Affordable Health Care Act will increase costs for their business and most employers, not reduce it. 70% believe it will eliminate jobs and discourage new job creation. So certainly some serious concerns as to what the impacts of the provisions of this. Certainly there are impacts already on perceptions, and we know that perceptions impact decisions and attitudes about investment and other activities.
The Chamber's Gary Douglas notes that while the survey reflects serious concerns at the federal level, the business community is far more optimistic about the state and local economy.
On the state level, we saw strong support for a number of further reforms. 95% call for significant state mandate relief for local governments and schools. And the minimum wage issue and the proposed 21% increase to a new level of $8.75. The most interesting finding is, I believe, an acceptance of the virtual inevitability that there's going to be some increase approved this year. If there's an increase approved this year, 57% prefer that it be phased in over more than 1 year. The top state priorities in Albany this year for the North Country business community, number one, mandate relief. Number two, workers' comp and unemployment insurance reforms. And number three, energy cost relief.
Monahan Medical Operations Manager Ron Graham, co-chair of the Chamber's Government Affairs Division, is not surprised with the survey results.
From the state level, I think under the governor's leadership, the state has made some big improvements in the economic climate, and I'm looking forward to more progress there in the coming year. From a federal level, the debt is definitely a near future concern, I think, for business, and healthcare reform is an immediate concern. A lot of changes coming there and expected cost increases, especially for manufacturing companies. And locally, the North-South corridor is a big asset for this area and our proximity to Montreal.
PrimeLink President and General Manager Greg McConnell says his company expects the region to maintain its growth potential.
There are mitigating concerns, of course, from the state and the federal level with regard to the debt that could threaten not only this region but others. But we feel that cooler heads will prevail eventually and that will be sorted out. Mandate relief, obviously, being the top concern of our business and our industry, is reflected in these numbers. So I think it's a very accurate reflection of how business feels in this area.
The Chamber's electronic survey of 4,200 businesses in Clinton, Essex, Franklin, Hamilton, and northern Warren counties was conducted in early February. It had a 10% response rate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.